The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 15, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Srila Prabhupada, may I put a question?
Yes.
Yesterday I made the acquaintance of a theologist, a professor from the University of Montreal. He said that the Roman Catholic presentation of Christianity is that God came to share the suffering of man.
That is another rascal. Why God should share the suffering of man?
I asked him this and he said, so that man would accept more as reality suffering.
Very good theology. Rascal number one. You are trying for becoming happy, and his theory is that man will accept suffering. The very proposition is rascal. Everybody is trying to become happy. There is progress. Atyantik, in Sanskrit it is called Atyantik Dukkha Nibbitti. There is suffering, or our struggle for existence means to I would say mitigate the suffering, to minimize it or to make it need. That is our struggle. We are not submitting to suffering. Then what is the civilization? What is human civilization? We don't want suffering. That is our position. Why this rascal says that he says suffer? The see, the theologian, is a rascal. Therefore we say everyone rascal.
Theologian Prabhupada calls himself an atheist theist.
He said, I'm an atheist theist.
Atheist theist?
What is this?
This rascal. Another rascal proposition.
I asked him, how can a theologist be an atheist?
Whole thing is that because the whole world is full of rascals, they're all talking nonsense. No meaning. No meaning. It is only we are pointing out that you are a rascal. You speak all nonsense. Now, taking this word, atheist. What does he mean by atheist?
Without theism?
No. That is not explained.
Atheist means not believing in God.
Yeah. Say like that. Don't say in a negative way. In a positive way. What does it mean? Atheist?
He said there is no God.
There is no God. Then what do you mean by God? Next question. Next question will be, what do you mean by God?
So he'll say the conception which has been presented by the different religions.
What is your conception? Why do you go to different religions? You are talking with me. So you say, what do you mean by God? Next question will be this. Don't go to others, don't fly out. You are atheist, you are posing yourself atheist. Atheist means one who does not believe in God. That's all. Now, what do you mean by God? First of all, the thing must be there. Then you believe or not believe next. Just like here is a person. He says, I believe in him. I say, I don't believe in him. But the person is there.
Well, they say God is just an idea. God is an idea.
Idea?
Yes.
That is...
But ideas don't always represent facts.
Yeah. Huh?
Ideas don't always represent facts.
But idea is there. You don't. You say that you, it is not fact, but others say it is a fact. Now how it will be mitigated? How it will be settled? God, what is there? You say that it is an idea.
The sky flower is an idea, but it's not fact.
No, just the God. Let us stick on the God. You say it is an idea. I say it is not an idea, it is fact.
But And they say by objective empirical analysis, it has to be researched.
Let us analyze. Analyze. Let us analyze. We say that God means supreme being. So how you can say that supreme being is an idea? How you can say? We accept supreme being. So how you can say it is idea? It is fact.
Well, they say there's no necessity for a supreme
being. No, they say if you don't accept, then you'll be bitten with swords. Because as soon as there is light, you have to accept supreme. How does it?
That's an authority we've imposed upon ourselves.
Huh?
That's an authority we've
imposed
upon ourselves.
Yes, because there is need, therefore you have done it. There is necessity.
Well, some of them say because people are generally ignorant, therefore we need this idea of God.
But you are less than ignorant. You are less than ignorant. You are less than rascal. If I call you a rascal, then I give you some honor.
See, Lenin said that God is just opiate of the people, just to keep them intoxicated.
No. God, that means Lenin wanted to become God. That's all.
Yes, he was.
The God idea is there, but he was he cannot be God because he was under the laws of God. He died. He died. He could not save himself from death. Therefore, he is not supreme authority. He accepted supreme authority. But he wanted himself to become the supreme authority. Now, when he died, he is not supreme authority. He is forced to die, then there is another supreme authority.
Well, then they can say, ultimately death is meaningless anyway.
Huh?
Why
you are afraid of death when I come to kill you?
Well, that it's meaningless doesn't mean I can't place some value on it at any given point.
Why meaningless? It has meaning. Then why you are fighting? Why you fought for Russian Revolution?
Well, here's an example like numbers. Numbers are only useful for a purpose, but actually they're meaningless.
But the purpose is meaningless then. Then your purpose is meaningless.
Yes, okay, ultimately everything is meaningless.
Then you are a rascal.
What?
You are working for meaningless things. Then you are a rascal. That's all. And that is my version, that you are a rascal number one.
Well, they say everyone can introduce their own meaning to whatever they want.
No, then why do try to get many followers? Let them do their own work.
No, to proliferate your own meaning.
No. You have got own meaning, you be satisfied with your own meaning. I've got my own meaning. Why do you bother me?
Well, my meaning may be to bother you.
Huh?
That may be part of my meaning.
Then my meaning is to beat you with shoes.
That's not true.
Lenin, like Lenin, no one ever beat him. He was not beaten.
Everyone else. No. He was also bitten.
By death.
Well, he said death is
not meaningless. That means even if he is bitten, he will not accept it. He is such a rascal. He is being bitten every moment. He is becoming old. He is becoming diseased. He is dying. He still says, I am not beaten.
Actually, he still thinks that he's beating death because they
put
his body.
He's being bitten every moment, every second. And still he'll say, I am not beaten. That is rascal number one. One is accepting that, yes, I am being beaten. He's saying that. And one who says that I am not beaten, he's getting old, and every moment he's being beaten, and he still says, I am not beaten.
Well, they have a philosophy called existentialism. That so long something exists, we can place value on it. But when it ceases to exist, there's no remorse. There's nothing to lament.
And there is nothing to lament, but why don't you exist? Why you struggle for existence?
Like they say, if you have money in your hand, as long as you have it, you can utilize it. But if you lose it, don't worry. It's nothing to lament.
But they worry. Practically, they cry.
Well, they just fall short of their philosophy.
Okay.
Their philosophy they hold as idea.
So, these are no arguments. No sane man will accept these.
Most Western people are so frustrated, they accept these philosophies wholeheartedly.
That is frustration, that is not real life.
It's like you say in the Bhagavad Gita, they're so angry with all types of speculation.
Huh?
they become so angry with all types of speculation that they become frustrated and disgusted.
Yes, frustration is not lie. Frustration is frustration. Disappointment, that is not lie.
They say that frustration is the only reality.
No.
Absurd.
They do not know the value of life.
Yes, that's it. That means Rasta.
One of their chief philosophers, his name was Camus. So after he was propounding this philosophy and writing many books, one night he was driving in his car and he decided, there's no meaning, so why not just drive my car off a cliff? So he just drove his car off a cliff. Finished himself off.
Madman.
His books are, in colleges especially, millions and millions of students accept his books as practical gospel.
What is the subject matter of the book?
Subject matter of his books is life is ultimately absurd. There's no real meaning to it. We place our own meaning
in it. Why you are trying to explain? Why you are trying to explain?
Yes, actually, he's trying to make reason out of the absurdity.
To prove absurdism, he needs reason. That means absurd reason.
That's what he has to realize. Absurdity is absurd. That means he's speaking of writing and living.
His foremost work to the problem.
No, the thing is that you are saying absurd. I am saying not absurd. We'll settle at this. That is it. If you settle your own affair, I settle my own affair. We'll settle it. Whether I'm right, you are right.
We settled a debt.
That's all. Mrityu sarva harasya. The debt is equally acceptable by you and me. But and it is also a fact, you don't want to die, I also don't want to die. Then there is authority.
No, but in his case, he didn't care. He died willingly.
No, no. He didn't care, but he always takes care. That is a fact. He always takes care.
No, but in this instance, he died willingly. He wanted to die.
Maybe he might be pretending. He
did
not like to die, but
yeah.
He was
saying that.
Oh, he
killed himself. Yeah, he did not want to die, but that's true. His prestige, he might have died. That's
true. I think he wanted to die.
Like people who do suicide.
And if you want to die, let me kill you immediately. Be happy.
He wrote another book called Nausea, wherein he wrote how life made him sick to his stomach.
That is madman. Sometimes madman commits suicide.
Yes.
He's a madman.
Yes.
Practically in the last 200 years, all the most famous writers, scholars, intellectuals, they all became madmen.
Yeah, they must be, because they do not know what is to be known.
Knowledge.
Their knowledge is imperfect.
They all died mad.
Madman means when one becomes frustrated, he becomes mad. That is it.
The people, after them, they think that their lives were very great. They read their books and accept their stories.
There are two classes of men. We don't say that their life was great. Therefore, I say, who is right? I am right or he is right? They always will find, the madman will say, I am right. Another man say, you are not right, I am right. Then who will settle that? That is the point. You will find always these two classes of men. He say, you are right, I say, I am right.
By committing suicide, didn't he accept that finally death was the only thing that was not absurd?
Yeah. Yes. For them, the death is the only solution.
Such books, Prabhupada, because it requires no commitment on their part.
Eh?
It requires no commitment. To read such men, oh yes, That's very nice. I can read them and put them down. But it doesn't require me to trust in God or to do anything for the world.
No. Books are written in favor. If you want to know more about us, then here is book. Because from books generally we get knowledge. Otherwise, book is not required. Very brilliant light. And if the light is little more brilliant than when finished, if the same light becomes little more brilliant, that means finish. Fall down. Did you figure it out, man?
Several years ago, you gave a series of lectures in New York on atonement. They're very famous, and devotees, they relish them very much. Prayaschitta. And this is also in Christian theology to a large extent, plus another concept called feeling very sorry for one's sinful activity.
Repentance. Repentance?
Not so much repentance, it's called... idea is that one goes away and just lives in a state of remorse, solitude and remorse, thinking how sinful and wretched he is. And performing severe austerities. Going away, living in a monastery, performing severe austerities, and always contemplating how sinful and wretched we are, how we must suffer.
Everyone is suffering. But one who knows that he's suffering, he's intelligent. Good morning. Everyone is suffering. If you are not suffering, we are forward. Why you are forward? Because you are suffering. Is it not?
Yeah.
Why you are not naked body? Because you are suffering, therefore you have covered. It is a fact. And if somebody says, no, we are not suffering, then it is a madman. So, everyone is suffering. One who knows it, he is intelligent.
Positive philosophy, they stress guilt. They're always guilty.
Yes.
They have no positive philosophy.
Then the next question is that if there is a positive philosophy to mitigate the suffering, why don't you accept it? Just like one body suffering, I say, take this blanket, cover. If he says, no, I'm not going to take it. Is that same man?
Then you will continue suffering.
Huh?
You will continue suffering.
Yes.
If it is an action.
Yes. Our proposition is that everyone is suffering and struggling. How to stop this suffering? This is material world. Everyone is suffering. And the struggle is called progress. So we are offering something also. Here is something. We accept it and your suffering will be mitigated. Nobody can say, no, we are not suffering. That is insanity. Everyone.
This suffering comes from our sinful activities?
Yes. Therefore, Krishna said, Antva sarva pape bham mukhishyami. I shall give you protection from sinful reaction of your life. Because you are suffering for sinful reaction. Suffering means if you disobey the laws of the state, you suffer. Very simple. Because you have disobeyed the laws of the state, you are suffering.
If one has difficulty becoming Krishna consciousness, is that suffering?
Huh?
That is also suffering?
No, what is the difficulty, first of all?
You once said that if someone is not attracted to chanting, then he's being punished by Yamaraj.
Yeah. So, if by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you can save your suffering, what is the difficulty? Not to accept it. Everyone is suffering. And everyone is trying to get out of the suffering. That is also
that. They try to get out of suffering by committing more sins?
Yes. Because they do not know how to get out of the suffering.
People who think that they are not suffering, that they are actually
that
suffering.
That means it is difficult to teach insight, but therefore the best means is, without teaching, please come here, chant Hare Krishna mantra and take little prasadam and go home. Then his insanity will be cured. Then he will be cured. This is our point. Don't sermonize in the beginning. We simply request, all right, you are very good. Nobody is more intelligent than you. Yes. Please come here, sit down, chant, dance, it is very nice. And take little prasadam, go home. That is our program. And then we teach. When he comes to his little sanity, then he
theologians call contrition. It means an actual thinking about how sinful we are, actually meditating on our sinful condition.
Simply meditating on sinful condition, that is also good. But what is the counteraction? That we must know. Just like one man is suffering from some disease, he knows that I have infected this disease. So simply thinking, oh, I have been infected by this disease. That is not good. You must go to a physician to cure it.
Yes.
That is intelligent.
Or he's like a criminal.
Huh?
If he commits a crime, it's nice that he laments, but he can't just lament. He has to start working.
Yes, he must go to the state and offer, please kill me. Then state may consider. I have committed this murder, so the law is, I must give my life, so I am prepared. Then immediately he will be excused. Yes.
The Buddha came and told the Prabhupada that he committed some wrongdoing and he was very, very sorry. And he was crying and very sorry. You said, that's all right, that's nice, now do something about it. Engage yourself in Krishna's service.
Yes. That is the duty of the physician. If somebody comes, patient, that I am suffering like this, all right, don't be sorry. Sit down, I will give you something.
What the rascal philosophers do, psychologists and scientists, to say the things that are very sinful, actually, the Krishna says, the Bible and all of Scripture say are sinful, they say, that's all right, you may do those things. Not only do they deny God's existence, but they say that which is sinful is actually good for you. Yes, you must have intoxication. Take your illicit sex life like that.
No, no good man will say like that. That is the difference between good man and bad man. The same example as I told you, one blind man is going this side. And another man says, yes, you are all right, go this side. This is going on. Either he does not know, this rascal who says, yes, you can go this side, that he'll fall down in the ocean and die. Both of them do not know. So one blind man, one blind man is giving direction to another blind man. This is going on. Therefore, Vedic invention is to take direction. You must go to Guru. That is, tatvijnanartham sa gurum eva vigacche. Gurum eva must go. Then he'll get right direction. Otherwise, misguided.
There must have been very many gurus. Were there many gurus then?
What? Guru, or first of all, try to understand what is the meaning of guru. Guru means heavy. So one who knows more than you, or one who knows perfectly, that he is guru. So if you know anything perfectly, then you are guru. But if you do not know anything perfectly, then you are not a guru. You are asked that. Guru means one who knows perfectly. So if you find out somebody that he knows everything perfectly, then he's good.